No, this is a bit of a repeat, but when things get hot, they tend to light on fire. So when things get hot, they also tend to emit light. Now, to prevent the filament from actually catching on fire, they actually decided to encase it in a glass bubble, and all of the air was then pulled out of the glass bubble. And they chose glass because it's see-through, so the light can go through it. It's hard, and you can also seal it and shape it by melting it. And it also wouldn't let any air into it. That was a big thing. You don't want to take all of the air out of something to then have air come flooding back in. Now, fire cannot burn without air. This is why when you have a candle and you light it and you put a lid over the top of the candle, the fire will eventually burn up all of the air inside the space that it is given, and it'll extinguish itself. So when creating the light bulb, they used this to prevent the light bulb from sparking and catching on fire and then dying out a few moments later. Now, this purple text at the bottom is one of the many questions that I have on subjects, and this is basically to separate my main point from other questions that I might have, and I am very forgetful. So I just wrote it on the page in a different color. Now, the question I had here was, how was the air taken and kept out of the light bulb before and during sealing it? Now, when I play out this scenario in my head of trying to seal this light bulbs were made quite a while ago, and I'm not very sure how on earth they managed to pull all of the air out of this little glass bubble and then keep the air out of it to reseal the glass in a way that no air would get back into it.